Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Mark Ferguson, the General Manager of the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Earlier this year, the Saskatchewan Ministry of Agriculture introduced enhanced measures to control feral pigs, including a moratorium on new commercial wild boar farms, developing regulations for licensing existing farms, and enhancing surveillance and control. What is the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board's role in the effort to bring feral pigs under control?
Well, basically, the wild boar issue is a serious one in the province. We know they are present here. The extent of the problem and determining exactly where they are in the province of Saskatchewan is something that industry, government, and wildlife groups are closely collaborating on. So, you know, in terms of SaskPork's role, we want to build awareness of the issue and to encourage the public to report any sightings they may see of wild boar or their signs in Saskatchewan.
What problems do these feral pigs create on the landscape, and how serious can these problems become and why?
Well, first, I think it's important to note that wild pigs are not native to Saskatchewan. They are an invasive species and one that is in the public interest to eradicate as soon as possible. You know, the issue was caused by wild boar being released or escaping from domestic farming operations, which were started in the 1990s. And, you know, escapes probably continue to contribute to the problem over the years. Wild boar damage property, they damage wildlife habitats, and they can be a reservoir for swine diseases and make it virtually impossible to eradicate them, as we've seen in Europe with African swine fever. So, you know, from industry's perspective, it's wise to get a handle on the issue and get ahead of it before it becomes a big issue in Saskatchewan, like it has been in other parts of the world.
What do we know at this point about their numbers and their locations in Saskatchewan?
Right. Well, we know they're very smart animals, and the one thing they're really good at is remaining hidden from people. So, you know, the biggest issue we have in, you know, trapping and eradicating them is actually finding them. And we do know that over the years there's been two pockets in the province where they've resided and ranged from. And, you know, the first one has been the Moose Mountain region in southeast Saskatchewan, and that has kind of been the historical place we know they've been. They've had an eradication effort with hunt teams very active over the past, you know, two decades, and they've dramatically reduced the population there. So we understand there's actually very few to no sightings in that area in recent years. So that's a success story. The other area that we know they exist in Saskatchewan is around the St. Brieux Lake Lenoir area in northeastern Saskatchewan. Eradication teams have been very active over the last 5 years, trapping and removing wild pigs in this region. And we understand that you know, over 500 have been removed over the last 2 years. So they've been successful in their efforts, and their efforts are ongoing there.
How is the public being asked to participate in the campaign, and through what means?
Well, the biggest challenge in eradication is identifying where they are. And so what we ask the public and outdoorsmen to do is report them. And there's a couple of different ways you can do that. We have a hotline operating, and it's 1-833-PIG-SPOT. And you can call or text this number, and we will follow up on the sighting. Crop Insurance administers the Feral Wild Boar Control Program, and you can also report sightings to their general line or to any of their offices. And, you know, they will follow up on any sightings. They will travel to the locations, look for signs, try to identify, you know, exactly where the animals are and put together a plan to remove them.
What signs should the public be on the lookout for?
Well, I mean, the main one is seeing a pig traveling, you know, across a field or in a ditch while you're driving around is kind of the main thing. You can often see signs if there's been, you know, digging in the area. That can often be a sign of wild boar as well. But the main one is if you actually see them.
what types of actions should be avoided and why?
Well, I mean, we ask the public not to hunt these animals. Sport hunting, taking out one or two animals out of a larger group, really will just make the problem worse. It causes the group to disperse, and that makes detection more difficult. It will make them repopulate in other areas and range further. So, you know, we really encourage people, outdoorsmen, hunters, you know, anybody, just if you see a wild boar, please contact the 1-833-PIGSPOT hotline or your local crop insurance office, and then we can deal with it in an organized manner.
What type of response has the toll-free line generated so far?
We receive regular reports of sightings. Often we find that the sightings are actually escaped domestic pigs or pigs that haven't been enclosed in fences. So, you know, a lot of the time what we receive are not reports of wild boar, but actually domestic pigs that are outside of a fence. You know, we do receive some sightings that are legitimate wild boar in areas, but so far we really haven't identified pockets of wild boar outside of the St. Brieux Lake Lenoir area.
How can anyone get more information?
Well, folks can visit our website, sasspork.com. There's a section on wild boar, how to identify them, you know, what they look like with pictures. You can also go to the Saskatchewan Crop Insurance website. They have a page for the feral wild boar control program that you can learn about. And so those would be the places I would suggest.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think just that, you know, the provincial government and SaskPork, we're taking the issue of wild boar very seriously. We're very happy with the measures announced by the government of Saskatchewan. You know, they doubled the funding for the control program from $100,000 to $200,000, and that's going to make a big difference in eradication and surveillance efforts. You know, putting regulations in place to classify feral wild boar as regulated pests, you know, similar to rats, is going to be an important measure as well, because that will basically introduce an obligation for landowners to report that they're there and make it a lot easier for control officers to access land for removal. So, you know, I think the government is certainly taking the issue very seriously, and we're very happy with what they announced.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Our guest has been Mark Ferguson, the General Manager of the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.